Hello, lovely subscribers. I hope you are well this week. I hope that the cold Christmas weather is not impacting on you too much. And I hope you're looking forward to the turn of the year. Maybe you have a fresh perspective. Maybe you are excited to continue and build on the great work that you've done this year, or maybe even in the last few months. And today I want to share an idea with you that has personally resonated with me recently. I always dream of this podcast being the main thing that I do. However, I do it alongside my full-time job. So there's benefits to that. I have an outlet. I have something that I can be proud of personally. It's purely my own thing. But there's that element of wanting to take it further and fully commit to it, etc. Which I'm sure, you know, if you're listening to this with your own self-development, I'm sure that there's something that you're passionate about, true calling, I guess, that means a lot to you, that you feel ambitious about. And that's the idea I want to share with you today. There's a book that I'm probably going to read over the coming months called Turning Pro by Stephen Pressfield. So I've done a little bit of research around it. You know, like before buying a book, you will look into reviews, you'll look into summaries, etc. And I just wanted to share some thoughts from those today and essentially allow it to apply to whatever it is that you feel that you want to take more seriously in your own life, whether it's a hobby, whether it's fitness, whether it's diet, whether it's your job, and just explore those ideas, allow you to process, allow you to think about them a little bit more. And we start with a bit of ambition. There's a quote here that says, "Ambition, I have come to believe, is the most primal and sacred fundament of our being. To feel ambition and to act upon it is to embrace the unique calling of our souls. Not to act upon that ambition is to turn our backs on ourselves and on the reason for our existence." As deep as that is, it completely resonates with purpose. It completely resonates with permission to be ambitious and to have ambition, to act upon it, the calling of your soul. It hits pretty deep, and it looks into the difference between, or how we break that ambition down. There's two ways that it can be split. It's into professionals and into amateurs. And look, you're not going to apply this to everything in your life. It would be exhausting. You can't be ambitious in every aspect of your life. But if there is something that you want to be ambitious with, then we need to be professional about it. So there's an element of habits here. There's an element of purity and individuality here as well that we need to lean into. There is elements of themes or traits or characteristics that we can compare amateurs and professionals against. So there's an element of amateurs being absolutely terrified of change, terrified of the unknown. Look at comparison and envy as big parts of their life. they don't show themselves enough compassion. They look for permission from others to do certain things. And this really resonates with me from experiences of when I've tried things in the past, whether I've tried to commit to certain things or whether I've tried to do certain things, whether it is hobbies, whether it is exercise, whether it's goals, all these sort of things. And it completely resonates with that. Again, even that, those quick wins, the feeling of instant gratification that we are sometimes, we're a bit privileged, we expect it. But the professional side of things is that we almost look not just at the opposite side of those things, but we look at them from a very solid perspective. There's elements of patience, there's elements of no excuses, there's an element of keeping it to yourself and not showing off and not being egotistical. There's an element of not hesitating or feeling uneasy about asking for help, not taking either failure or success personally. Actually leans into adversity, looks at taking chances, actually, instead of looking for gratification, tries to defer it, reaches out and helps others, grinds out inspiration rather than waiting for it. And again, like I mentioned before, actually showing a bit of compassion for yourself when maybe things aren't going the way that you want them to. And I want you to think about how this applies to your own life. When you're maybe feeling a bit resistant to the things that you're trying to achieve, whether it's there's something that you may be prioritizing as opposed to this goal that you really want, and then that allows you to question, what is it that you actually want from this goal? Are you doing it for show? Are you doing it so that you can tell other people? Or are you doing it for you? Are you doing it for that lifelong learner approach? Are you doing it so that it's a step to the next phase for you? And are you in it for the long haul? There's that long game and short game that this all comes down to. If you're a professional and you have that pro mindset, are you looking long term or are you looking short term? You actually have to have that passion of waking up thinking about it every day. There's always things that we have, that we do, that this would align with, but are you actually doing that passionately or are you forcing yourself to? Something that's coming to mind as I just speak about this is the importance of timing as well. Timing of life is something that we can't control as much as we think, but there is an element of working towards that. Things will happen for you when they're supposed to happen, but you do have the control over the amount of action that you take, and in the manner that you do so, you create your own luck. You create your own existence. You create your own path by doing all of these things. People will come and go. Opportunities will come and go. But you need to do, you need to act that professional way in order to get there. And that's me today. You, as a subscriber, you mean a lot to me. I would love for you to, I'm happy to reach out and chat. I would love to hear your story. I would love to hear how this resonates with you. I would love to hear how things would help you more. I have all these ideas that I would want to pursue, but I would love to hear what step of your, or stage of your self-improvement journey that you are on right now and where you want to get to. I just hope that all of this content that I do for you is, it resonates. It makes you think. It helps you form that thinking that you want to be, that person you want to become. So I hope that's helped today as well. That's given a little bit of an idea or thought around how you're thinking with certain things, but also giving you that permission to do so as well. So I hope you have a wonderful Christmas, New Year, holiday break. And I'm sure I will see you before the end of the year. But if not, have a wonderful time and I'll see you next time. Cheers.